All right. Tom.
Can you change your vote?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh. Who's our Roberts Rules man over there?
I believe that's enough, but I'll look it up for you.
All right. Well, in the meantime, could I ask a question of Margaret then?
Of course.
Margaret, would it be possible for you to tell us that that program that's both ESL and reading probably wouldn't be using Reed Oregon courses? Would not be. So you're not going to accept them as transfer-ins?
Oh, yes. I would say yes. If someone comes with the courses that they've already taken, we would evaluate that, but we would, anyone coming in with prior courses in the subject area, and we would want to do a course assignment based on that reading. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you wanting to change?
I do.
It's the same, you know, modified code of silence. I told Kathleen the answer to the question.
Oh. Yep. And you have to have somebody on there from this side to call the motion.
Did anyone do that for me?
Well, perhaps, but I'm wondering why.
I'm really troubled by the loss of linguistics in an ESL program, which really bothers me some.
Melissa?
I think there's some cloudiness around it being called ESL. I would completely take ESL out, but it is not an ESL program from the way that I gathered. It's a reading program, and they've added some of the coursework that would have been provided in an ESL endorsement program to provide more depth to their reading program. So two of the classes that normally would be offered in the ESL endorsement are being offered, which is great. I think the language of power and then the ESL course that they talked about. It's just that then when somebody does go to get the ESL endorsement, they have these 18 credits. Well, they already took 8 of the credits because they took those 2 4 credit classes. So that's why they only have 11. That's just totally separate. I think it's a marketing thing to say, oh, you can add your ESL endorsement for 11 more credits. But really the focus here was on that reading thing, and I think it's inaccurate to call it reading ESL.
So if they added the ESL, would they get a linguistic course?
It's in the linguistics course is in the 11 credits.
Okay.
The 11 credits are 2 courses and a practicum. 2 4 credit classes and a practicum. And so from what I gathered, in one of those classes,
if you took an ESOL or got an ESOL endorsement, you'd take 19 total credits.
Yeah, there's a 38 to 46 hour difference, and I'm troubled by that. Because the two endorsements standing alone were, I can't find that one right now, but were 40 something, and the other one was 38, so whenever I find it. Anyway, I don't mean to hold up, but I just want to change the record on my vote. It doesn't change the outcome of the decision.
I did want to add that when they come out of it with that reading endorsement, it's just a reading endorsement, really. And they're not being authorized to be ESL teachers, or it's just showing, their strand is showing that they had some additional coursework related to ESL to better prepare them as reading teachers in an environment with English language learners.
Gordon, let's move on.
All right. I'm not going to make that motion for you. Okay.